This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Songs with. Songs with.
Ones we can depend on.
Songs with.
How many of us have them?
Songs with.
Before we go any further.
Songs with.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to Songs with Friends, episode 18 here on the Place to Be Nation pop feed. My name is Steve Williams, and with me once again is Kelly. Kelly, how are you tonight?
I'm good, same old. How are you?
I am good. I'm feeling pretty good because we are now 18 episodes into this. That means we can go buy cigarettes if we want to. We can vote.
We can vape. No.
We can vape if we want to have popcorn lungs and be really douchey.
Yes.
Speaking of really douchey, quick sidebar. I was out and about yesterday and I saw what I'm fairly certain is a homemade Affliction shirt. Like, it was, wow. Like, bedazzled.
Oh, my.
And I do mean, like, possible hot glue gun action.
Was your camera not working?
You know, I'm not the type just to walk up on strangers and take pictures.
You don't walk up to them. You just kind of, you know.
You know, you kind of do when it's a homemade Affliction shirt. That person wants the attention.
Even more reason why you should have gotten it.
I imagine there was a pile of studs and Monster Energy cans and empty vape cartridges just abound during the making of the shirt.
Was it a man wearing it?
No, it was a lady.
Oh. I thought that was generally, like, I don't think I've ever seen a woman wearing that brand.
Possibly listening to Edema or some other 2003 era shitty rock band.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Was this at Walmart?
It was, actually.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's where all the magic happens here in Crestwood, Kentucky, the Walmart.
Well, I always think, like, you can go to Walmart, you know, obviously, and you can look super shitty, and that's just expected. But I went to Home Depot today, and I was like, you can go there looking pretty rough, too, and no one really, like, says anything. So they probably assume you're doing, like, home projects. I went in there looking pretty rough today, and I was like, fuck it.
If there's anything I think when I see Kelly, it is that that woman looks like a contractor.
No, I had a lot of people offering to help me. I think I look lost.
All right, now really that we've lost. Now that we've gone very much off the rails to start, those of you who are new to the show, I apologize.
Leave now.
No. Yes. Here on Songs with Friends, we break down song lyrics and we figure out the stories that are being told. Sometimes there's a real good story here, sometimes there's not. But I think the real story is the friends we make along the way. First up this week is a song that Kelly picked. It is from the 1991 album Out of Time. This is R.E.M., Losing My Religion. Kelly, why did you bring this song before us today?
I don't even feel like I have a good reason. I just always like this song. I still like it. I hadn't listened to it in a long time, and then I picked it, and I've been listening to it a lot this past week. But this is going to be silly, but this song always stuck out to me because I was a big 90210 fan, and so I was like team Dylan and Brenda, and when they broke up, they played this song, and I like legit cried. So there's that.
Was this after Brenda went to Paris?
No, it was like the first time I think they broke. Oh, JT's probably going to have to correct me, but I think this was like they were in his Porsche, like on a mountain, you know, and I don't think, no, this was like early on.
Jesus Christ, in his
Porsche. I think she had thought.
On a mountain.
I think she had like a pregnancy scare or something. I might be remembering that wrong. But anyways, that just, I always sadly associate this song with 90210. So,
well, rock on. That was not the answer I was expecting at all.
Do you like this song?
I do. I am like a low-key REM fan.
I have to be honest. When you said something about REM last week, I was a little bit surprised.
Well, it's not my fault that Darius Rucker was crying out to Michael Stipe.
yes, I know. I'm not like an REM expert or anything, but I am a fan of a lot of their songs. Like, I like a lot of their music, so.
Yeah, they have a very interesting sound, and they have for, God, 30 years now. To me, to say somewhat relevant for most of that, it's pretty remarkable.
Are they still making music?
Yeah, that's why I hesitated. I pulled back a little bit there. I don't remember the last time I heard new REM material.
Yeah, I don't know either, but that doesn't mean they're not.
You know, you can make money forever if you have a hit these days.
Yeah, that's true. Never know.
So you want to get us started with these lyrics, Kelly?
Yes, I'm ready. Okay, so it starts out, oh, life, it's bigger. It's bigger than you, and you are not me, the lengths that I will go to. So it's kind of weird. I'm just going to say this. It's going to sound weird. When I would hear this song, I would actually think about it in a sense of like really losing your religion, like very literal. I don't know. You know, it's what I used to always think. But then as I was reading this, I guess I'm, you know, I think of it's more of like a relationship type thing in my eyes. So, you know, and I was kind of thinking on this first part, it's like, just, you know, that you'll, I don't know, like something, life is bigger than whatever you're going through with somebody. You know what I mean? So if you're having you're in a relationship, it's ending, whatever's going on, like, you know, in the end, it's probably in the scope of things, it's not that big of a deal. And that's kind of how I took that first part. So what you got?
Yeah, I'll go with that. well, I read a little bit about some of the background of the song where Michael Stipe pretty much said that it was a song about unrequited love. And, this whole thing, life is bigger than you, and you are not me. To me, that's acknowledging that he sees this person he's into as bigger than he is, and then life is bigger than them. So he's almost, you know, in the grand scheme of things, he's seeing himself as the lowest part of this order.
Yeah.
Kind of putting that person on a pedestal while still framing it as, you know, life is so much more than even what this is.
Yeah. Which is not healthy. But I think we've all been there probably. So, and then it has the distance in your eyes. Oh no, I've said too much. I set it up. So again, to me, I feel like, you know, just, I mean, I don't know. It's probably, but just, you could feel like you're just disconnected with somebody. Maybe even if you're in a relationship with them, but there's times where maybe you're feeling like, hey, this, you know, we're not connected. What's going on? I didn't really have anything else there.
All right, I'm seeing, all right, the lengths that I will go to, the distance in your eyes. Oh no, I've said too much. So he's basically shooting a shot here. Like, girl, you don't know what I would do to be with you. And then he's reading her like, oh shit, she's not into this at all. Like, she's actively looking away, creating distance. It's like, ah, shit, I said too much. My bad.
Overshared.
Yeah. Pause, take two, let's try this again.
Forget I said that. I have that problem a lot. I'm an oversharer, and I'm like, fuck, I shouldn't have said that. But whatever. I can relate to him on this. So, yeah. And I guess if you're looking at it from a sense, I wasn't looking at it from the sense of somebody who didn't want to be back with you. I was thinking it's someone you're in a relationship, you're like losing them. That's what I was thinking. But now that you read that's what it was about, you said.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oftentimes with these lyrics, they're not concrete. That's just kind of a general theme, obviously. And oftentimes they will kind of pan in and out of similar situations. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm reading this part in particular as pretty much putting yourself on the line and then seeing that that person does not feel the same way about you. And, you know, that panic when you just know that, all right, it's going to work out this time. And realizing they're just not into you like that, and, you know, just that soul crushing, oh shit, you know, I said too much here. I just need to go away and never come back.
Just go die over. Well, that's the next part. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight losing my religion. I guess that's probably kind of what it is. Like, I feel bad. Men deal with this more. I don't think women have this so much happen to them as far as like throwing it out there and getting rejected. I mean, it happens, but I feel like men obviously pursue more often. So that's scary. I don't know. It's kind of scary to put that out there and then feel like total shit after you do it.
It was my entire high school career losing my religion.
These are false stories, Steve.
I'm going to have to call some people to the witness stand here.
You had a girlfriend for a long time.
I had one girlfriend among many that wanted nothing to do with me.
Okay.
We're going to have a podcast sub-series called Songs with Just Friends.
We're going to invite all those girls on. And that would be amazing. They could tell us what you did.
Yeah, it'd be like a Scott Pilgrim situation.
Oh, my God. I'm just saying.
Or I'm battling the demons of my past.
That would be great. You came up with our next show idea. I would like to interview them, please. Let's find them. Yeah. With Facebook and everything, you could find everybody.
Oh, trust me, they never really go away.
Your reunion, your 20-year reunion is coming up in like the next couple of years, I guess, right?
Yeah, next year it would be. So I guess I should bring a recorder with me.
Yes. You better go. I did not go to mine.
All right, so he says, that's me in the corner. That's Steve pivoting off this idea. That's me in the spotlight, losing my religion. So again, that whole idea of isolation. You know, I've put my soul out there. I'm getting nothing back. I feel like everyone's looking at me. And I wasn't real sure of the connotation of the losing my religion. It is meant in the old Southern colloquialism way of losing your temper, you know, going off, so to speak. So that's him just being frustrated that life just is not working out the way he would hope.
Huh. I didn't know that was a saying. That's because I grew up in a weird place. So
you grew up in a weird place? I grew up in Kentucky.
This is true. No, I just, some of those, even in Texas, like sometimes things that people are, they'll say like it's Southern terms or whatever. I'm like, I never hear anybody say that here. But Texas, I think, likes to roll by their own set of rules and slang, in my opinion. So
because they also have their own fast food menus, which I discovered when I was in Dallas and unable to get the menu items I wanted from the Dairy Queen.
You're still mad about that.
It's been 3 years. I'm salty about Texas doing their own damn thing on a national chain. Just stop.
Doesn't that, if anywhere is going to do that, it's Texas. Like, you really cannot be surprised, but you learned.
Do you got to put fucking Fritos on everything?
Yeah. I don't eat that, but I feel you. Yes, that is a thing. That is a thing. Oh, gosh, that's so funny. Okay, I'll get us back on track, maybe. I'm still thinking about that high school idea. That would be awesome. We can invite... I don't have as many people as you, but we could probably, you know, I could contribute a little bit.
Hey, you have a fellow who sang to you, who wrote a song for Kelly.
I don't think I didn't share that on this show, did I?
You did.
Oh, I did. Okay. Yes. And he wrote me poems, too.
Now, the poem thing was in the Steve playbook. It was my go-to get rejected move.
I think that is super sweet.
I thought so too, but apparently other people think it's weird.
Yeah. Well, I was that, like, you know, 90s alternative rock girl, so like sad, and you know, so that was up my alley. It was probably actually not even a... I have them somewhere, I bet. I'm thinking. I'll probably try to find it. I'm not going to rate it on air, though. His little brother and my little brother are best friends still, so I should probably...
No, Kelly. If we're going to bare all my skeletons, we're dragging those bones out of your closet too, ma'am.
Oh, hell. I can't do that to him. Maybe. We'll see. If I can find him.
If we're going to sit in a conference room with every girl who didn't love me when I was 17, then surely you can borrow one or two from your past to come onto the show.
Okay. He'd probably do it. I don't know if he'll sing, but I think he'll come on. All right, we'll get back on track. We got trying to keep up with you, and I don't know if I can do it. Oh, no, I've said too much. I haven't said enough, which I didn't think that's kind of weird. But anyways, you know, and again, it's kind of the same thing. I mean, it's just losing something that you want. But I don't really even understand where it's like I've said too much but not enough. That's probably like he said too much in her eyes, but he wanted to say way more, and that was like kind of creepy, you know what I mean? Like,
yes,
he had a lot more to share, and then she was like, he started and he was like, oh hell, that she's not into this. That's, you know.
This reminds me, and I don't think it's the literal intention here. Have you ever been drunk and trying to talk your way through something? and realizing, like, you're cognizant that it's not going well. But instead of just backing off and regrouping, your game plan is to throw more words in there.
I do that, like, every day. Drunk or not.
I'm like, all right, yeah, I know I've said something to make you mad, but let me keep talking with the idea that I'm going to right this ship, and instead I will just dig myself deeper and deeper.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the vibe I got from that.
Yeah, that happens. Drinking is a good example, though. For sure. Let's hope he was drunk.
Like, you remember Anchorman, Ron Burgundy, when they're sitting there eating their sandwiches, and Champ just starts talking. And he's like, yeah, I think when all this is over, you and me should get an apartment together. And Ron's just looking at him going, I think you should sit the next few plays out, bud.
Sit down. Oh, I haven't seen that in a long time, but it's a great movie.
Confirmed.
I need to watch that again. I haven't seen it in years, so. Oh, man. Okay. And then we got, I thought that I heard you laughing. I thought that I heard you sing. I think I thought I saw you try. And, you know, so the same, I mean, I think sometimes, like, you get a vibe from somebody and you're feeling like, yeah, they're into this, you know? And I mean, that's how I kind of, you know, kind of how I was taking it and thinking, they're into this, so I'm going to, whatever the term you like to use, shoot your shot. Did I say that right? I'm not up on slang, Steve.
Well, I think there is some of that, but there's also a bit of grasping here.
Oh,
it's like, yeah, I thought I heard you laughing. I thought I heard you sing. Yeah, I thought I saw you try. You know, come love me, please.
This poor guy. Have you ever met somebody that just, like, so badly doesn't want to be single, like, so badly? Just, it's almost like too much, you know? That's a good guy reminds me of. Or girl. I have friends like that. Just do not want to be alone.
Yeah, some people can't handle it.
Yeah. It's not for everybody. Okay, so then we got every whisper of every waking hour. I'm choosing my confessions, trying to keep an eye on you like a hurt, lost, and blinded fool. And then it has the same thing. You know, I've said too much. Man, I don't know, because it's some of this I was thinking about, like, a breakup. Now I'm on this path that you got me on. You get me all thinking differently. But, you know, because I was just thinking, if you're actually in a relationship with somebody and you're losing it, it just becomes, like, it can be very consuming of, like, you know, everything that he's thinking about. But I don't know, now that we're talking about, he's like a stalker. No.
Yes, it is taking a hard turn into Stalkerville.
I feel like it's kind of trying to keep my eye on you. It's kind of creepy.
I will love you forever from 51 feet away.
That's scary.
You know, and just the verbiage here, you know, he went from saying too much and telling her, or him, I believe Michael Skype is a confirmed gay man, if I'm not mistaken. But he says, every whisper of every waking hour. It went from very, hey, love me, to, you know, maybe I don't want everybody to know that I'm watching you every waking hour. He's choosing his spots here, choosing his confessions, trying to keep an eye on you like a hurt, lost, and blinded fool. Like, he's at this, while wanting to keep the other person close, he is also now wounded. Oh, and, you know, hurt people hurt people.
Yes.
It's getting scary now, frankly. He's loving from the distance, but not able to let go. Like, now there's new motivating factors here. You know, we may be going from, I want to love you, to, I want to love you, and I don't want anyone else to ever have you, type scenario.
Oh, gosh. That is scary.
And again, he comes back to, oh, no, I've said too much. Like, ah, shit, the cops are on their way, boys.
Yeah. What is scary? That's creepy. Aw. I was feeling bad for him, and now you brought all that up, and I'm like, oh, hell.
This is what happens when you're too nice to people. You end up with stalkers, Kelly.
Steve, I know. I'm very nice. I'm not even going to talk about this on air. I'm not too nice. I just don't like to hurt people's feelings. I guess I'm too nice sometimes. I can be mean.
But then you can find yourself in a situation, not you specifically, but of not wanting to hurt somebody, wanting to, quote, let them down gently. You know, there's no reason to be an asshole to people.
Yes.
But, you know, there comes a time for a firm no.
Yes. Yes.
But, you know, if you're kind of, you're cool, let's be friends. We're still going to be smiley and positive, and, you know, there's still something, a sliver of hope that they can hold on to. Mm-hmm. And then that spark grows into a house burning down at your feet.
Yeah, no. I actually don't feel like I personally kind of feel uncomfortable being friends with someone that I know wants to be more than friends, because I feel awkward. Because I'm like, ugh. You know, because I just feel bad and I don't want to give them the wrong idea about things.
Yes, friend relationships and romantic relationships both require a balance of power. And that's the balance is really skewed if one of them wants to be more.
Yeah, yeah. And some people take advantage of that, you know, and I don't like that, you know. I mean, I have friends, guys and girls, that do that to people, and I'm like, that's fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, just because you know someone wants to be with you and take advantage of that, that's fucked up. I don't like that.
I will co-sign that.
See? So, see, I'm not always nice. No, just kidding.
You'll set firm limits with me.
Okay. We're moving on. All right, so we got consider this the hint of the century, consider this the slip that brought me to my knees, failed. What if all these fantasies come I can't even talk now, you got me all flustered. Fuck. Well,
what if all these fantasies come flailing around? Now I've said too much. Again. Now here, I really like the cadence of this. I think this is good storytelling. This is consider this. It's like he's stuttering and stammering his way through his explanation now that he's actively stalking from the bushes.
Yes.
And the police are on their way.
Oh, yeah. The cops are coming.
It's like, consider this the hint of the century. Like, this is why I killed you.
Yeah.
Because you didn't love me back.
That's so scary.
This is the slip.
But it is creepy.
This is the slip that brought me to my knees. Like, you made me weak to the point where I had to get some power back somehow.
Yeah.
What if all these fantasies come flailing around? You know, these weird stalker fucking, and I can't even think of the right word now. You know, those really incels, those incel dudes. That's what happens. They get all this unreturned love, and it goes from being, you know, a disappointment to just full anger and rage against sometimes the whole opposite sex, sometimes just the person who doesn't love them back.
Yeah.
Like, there's no personal responsibility. It turns into, no, it's clearly not me, it's you. You know, you made me do this to you. You know, I feel like I got to do something to reassert my dominance.
Yeah.
And that's how scary shit happens.
Yeah. Well, and there's some guys, like, I don't get it. You know, I have all brothers. Obviously, I've said that a million times on the show. But they don't treat women bad, you know. And I just, guys that are like that, I don't know if a lot of times it's because, I don't even fucking know what it is. There's just some guys that treat women like shit, no matter what. Like, just, I even have cousins, quite honestly, that are married to guys in their 30s that kind of treat their wives like they're there to cook and clean. And you know what I'm saying? I'm like, and they work full time too. And I'm like, what is going on? You know what I mean? And it's like, but when I was growing up, like, my little brother, and he'll always say this to me, like, I would bitch at him if I thought he was like rude to a girl, because he was real popular in high school and he could have dated anybody he wanted, and there's times he did often, and you know, and I was kind of like, hey, like, don't be a dick, you know, don't be an asshole. And I don't know, and I just some guys just don't treat women good, period. Just, it's, I don't know what it is, probably just rejection, too much rejection over their life, I don't know, but it's kind of sad.
Yeah, I'll add nothing to that.
My friend. Well, there's not much more to this song, except after, you know, it says the chorus, like it says this again, I thought I'd heard you laughing, I thought I heard you sing, I think I thought I saw you try, but then it had, but that was just a dream, that was a dream. So I think that's, you know, the whole thing is like, you can build something up, you know, in your mind about someone, and then really it's, they don't feel the same way, or, you know what I mean? So I can see that. Maybe... I'm sure that's happened to everybody. You know, they've had a crush that wasn't returned. But did you watch the video?
I've watched this video hundreds of times, so I did not watch it this week.
You didn't watch it again?
No.
Okay.
In fact, I've watched the pop-up video version pretty recently with all the little fun facts and whatnot.
Yeah? So what did you remember any of them?
Just that milk will spoil in like 12 minutes if you leave it on the windowsill in Athens, Georgia in the heat.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a fun fact.
That's a fun fact.
This part of the song in particular, the arrangement, I absolutely love here because it's incredibly busy going into this. And then this Just a Dream realization, they really simplify the arrangement for this reveal. Mm-hmm. It becomes a very raw moment in the song. It's like, all right, I went from love to anger to hate to wanting vengeance. And now just realizing that, like, I'm fighting for something here I've never had.
Yeah.
That was just a dream. You don't love me, so I'm going to be over here in the corner, angry, losing my religion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See? And 902, I guess it's not even a breakup song. 90210 had it wrong, too.
90210 doesn't get anything wrong, as seen in the Place to Be Nation live chats.
That's true. Well, I had just seen, and there was a lot of like religious backlash over the video, you know, and I had read about that a little bit today. And, you know, I can't remember, but certain religions were like, because I think they were taking this song as like anti-religion, is, you know, like, you know, atheist or whatever. And so there was some, you know, back then, I mean, there might still be now, I don't know. But back then it was like a big deal, that video, I guess. And I think the video plays into that more than anything. You know what I mean? It's a weird, I mean, I feel like the video is a little bit like spiritual in a way. I don't know. It's a weird video. It's weird.
Yeah. When you have the visual components of a music video, oftentimes they will go to the more literal sense of the actual words. So losing my religion, you're going to have an angel and you're going to be in an old church, especially by the rules of early 90s music video making.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, this was around the same time as Sinead O'Connor ripping up that picture of the Pope, and not long after Madonna's Like a Prayer. Like, it was, you know, religion.
Mayhem.
Religion in music, which is full on fucking anarchy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a hot button topic. I'm sure there was some debate about that at the time.
Yeah. I forgot about both those things.
How could you forget about Sinead O'Connor?
I don't know. I just forgot about it.
Bless your heart, Kelly.
oh, God. Don't pull that Southern slang stuff on me. I know that one.
All right. Is there anything else you want to add to REM's Losing My Religion?
Nope. I'm good.
All right. Well, that was actually turned out to be a lot more fruitful than I thought it would.
I know. Really, honestly, after I picked it, I was like so excited. And then I was like, oh, this isn't really what I thought. But I honestly picked some of the, I was pretty proud of myself. Sometimes I don't know if I know the lyrics, and I knew all of these by heart and I had them all right. So I was pretty proud of myself.
You were singing them in the shower, prepping for the show.
No one wants to hear that, but I do sing a lot. Yes. By myself.
All right, we're going to do a hard left turn here for the next song.
Oh, my.
This is the first time we have picked a boy band for the show, and it's not even one of the good boy bands.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is, yeah.
It's very on brand for me to go with a great value version of something as opposed to the authentic version. Mm-hmm. This is from the 2001 album, Life is Good, which was actually the last time life was good for any of these guys. This is LFO with Every Other Time. I'm not entirely sure why I picked this song.
Was it on your list, or you just like came to you while we were recording?
It's one of those songs that is in my little memory bank for just walking around absentmindedly singing songs to myself.
Oh my!
Every
okay.
other time, you know, cleaning the house or whatever, and you just kind of get a little sing-songy, and this is in my archives for that.
Wow. Okay.
I remember the first time this kind of became a thing for me, this song, because you know back then you would hear these type songs all the time on the radio. It, you know, you don't think too much of it, and then I actually just paid attention to some of the words. I'm like, holy shit, this is ridiculous! Like, I have to find this song. And I ended up illegally downloading it, thanks to the magic of the internet.
LimeWire? No.
Kazaa was my service of choice.
Oh, I never heard of that. Okay.
This was pre-LimeWire, I think.
Wow. Kentucky LimeWire.
It was L81 LimeWire. But let's get into it. The video for this is a straight-up spoof of MTV Cribs. That has nothing at all to do with the song.
Yeah.
I love that, fuck it, the dollar store boy band LFO had the dollar store Cribs, which was called Shacks. Like, I don't know if they intentionally were just recognizing their own off-brand nature when they did that.
I know.
But if so, that was an amazing rib on themselves. I commend them for that.
I'm not sure if they did. I don't know if they knew what was going on. Just kidding.
Yeah, this is really like the last possible week that a boy band could have come out with an album. Like, it was the tail end of that genre.
I was stuck in Aaron Lewis already, you know, so I had never even heard this song. Like, I know they had a song. What's the song you said was their big song?
Summer Girls.
I knew that one, and I didn't really look if I knew any of the other ones, but I had never heard this song.
A tragedy has since, like, befallen LFO. They're like the Von Erich boys of the boy band world. I think there were two guys in the group, or there were three guys in the group, and two of them are dead now.
Oh my gosh, how?
Both from natural causes. I think one of them just passed away from leukemia recently.
That's sad.
That is actually what jogged this memory. I was reading about the fella dying, and you know, so, yeah, that's right, they sing that song I like.
Oh, that's sad. Okay. Well, how old are they, you think?
All right. A few years older, because I was still in high school when that boy band thing hit.
So like my age.
No, I'll say they're early 40s.
Oh, okay. Not that much.
Jeez,
okay.
Ow, Kelly, calm down. All right. He says, I said let's talk about it as she walked down on me and slammed the door. But I just laugh about it because she's always playing those games. Now, right away, this is not your typical boy band song. They're all about loves and angels and you fell from heaven and all that shit.
That's what we want to hear.
And I think that's what attracted me to this song was this is a more authentic, especially, you know, their target audience is, you know, 7th to 10th grade.
Yeah, no one knows how to be in a relationship.
Exactly. So he was wanting to talk to her, and she's mad slamming doors in his face. And he's like, that rascal. Always playing those games with me.
Yeah, whatever.
Do you have anything you want to add to that bit?
No, that's what I mean, that's kind of what I was thinking. Like, it's young. Because, you know, I don't know. I just feel like when you're a teenager, you're way more dramatic about everything. Like, you know, it's just like people break up over silly shit and stuff like that. So, but no, and it just made me think that he was like, whatever, she'll be back. This isn't done, right. You know, that kind of thing. So,
like, deep down, I know she loves me, but she's got a funny way of showing me how she cares.
I don't care. She just bitched me out in front of all my friends and slammed the door and took off. She'll be back. We'll be good.
You know what this reminds me of is, Weird Al, I Have a Feeling That You Don't Love Me Anymore. Do you know that song?
I do. I don't think I do. I don't know as many of the Weird Al. I know that he has like a really big following, and I don't know as many of them.
This was his first like original song. This was not a spoof.
Oh, what is it called? Let me write it down real quick.
I may have the title slightly wrong.
Okay, you can send it.
Let's know the chorus. I Got a Funny Feeling That You Don't Love Me Anymore. I think You Don't Love Me Anymore is the name of the song.
Okay.
But the video is a take on Extreme More Than Words. But the actual song itself is just full on. Similar situation here where he loves the girl, but she's like actively trying to murder him.
That's not normal. No. No.
And he's just laughing it off like, she's always playing those games. That rascal.
Well, when I was younger, I used to think, and I really wasn't like this because, I don't know, I guess because my parents were together and they had a pretty, like, normal relationship, so I didn't. But my friends would be crazy. And, like, I think the guys liked it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, well, why would you even deal with that? You know what I mean? Like, just crazy train shit. Like, oh, my one, I don't even want to say it. I'm not even going to say it. Go.
All right. They just...
Well, no, because I participated in it. I feel like it's actually, like, I don't want to tell people it's a crime. Just kidding.
All right. Now
go on.
You can't just drop that nugget and the songs
are. No, I don't think it's a crime. No, my friend was like, oh, she just was crazy. Like, her boyfriend, they just had this, like, really crazy relationship. This actually is kind of, so she was like, I think he's doing drugs again, whatever, you know, that kind of thing. And she's like, she would, like, want to follow him around, you know, and sometimes I go with her and I was like, this is not healthy. You know what I mean? Well, one time she went to his apartment and she's like, we're going in. Like, we're going inside. And we went in. So she was, like, looking through shit and, like, took his mirror. Because, like, she took his mirror off his bathroom wall and there was drugs behind it. Like, baggies. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, this is crazy.
This is like a wacky sitcom.
It's like, what's going on? I was like, and I was like, the whole time I was in that apartment, I'm like, I know he's going to come. I mean, I knew him. I'd known him for years. I was like, I know he's fucking going to come in here and it's going to be crazy. Like, I was so scared. Was like, oh, anyways, she went in through a window. You know, it wasn't like she actually broke in, but she did not live there and did not have a key. So.
She did not break, but she entered.
Anyways, that's way off base. But, well, no, that's the point. Like, and they were together still forever. And it was just craziness like that all the time. And
all I right. was like, so, she invaded the living space, broke into the home, and found drugs. It's like, you know what? We'll talk about this later. We'll work this out some other time. We're going to be together forever.
Yeah.
Aye, aye, aye.
They're not together anymore, thank goodness. So.
Well, good. All right. Last night she did a donut on my lawn. And,
oh my.
And drove out with one finger in the air. Now this goes beyond slamming a door in her face and being just an emotional kid. Now they're driving circles in your grass. That's no good.
Not good.
That's extreme behavior.
That's unhealthy.
All right, Place to Be Nation. If you're in a relationship where there are donuts being done on your lawn, seek help, please. Yeah. Get out of that relationship.
Get out.
You have friends here in Kelly and Steve. We are friends with songs and songs with friends. And you can reach out to either one of us, preferably Kelly, and we'll talk you through it.
Steve does not want to talk to people about this kind of stuff. I will.
Yeah, because, I mean, legit, I'm a professional mental health person. So, like... I do hit sometimes, like, fuck, it's my day off. I don't want to deal with this shit.
Yeah. But, hey, believe it or not, we pretty much counsel at the bank for free. I know you wouldn't believe that, but I hear a lot of shit I don't want to know from people.
Yeah, I'm just going to not even move in on that right now. No. Yeah, that'll take us way off base.
Okay, right. Okay.
So then he goes with, sometimes it's black, sometimes it's white, sometimes she's wrong, sometimes I'm right. Which I think that's a smooth little thing there.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're never right, buddy.
Like, he's acknowledging, like, yeah, this is the way I see things. She's fucking nuts. I'm always cool. Women, am I right? Sometimes.
Wait, I am right? That's funny.
Sometimes we talk about it or we figure it out, and then she'll just change her mind.
Oh.
I can relate to that.
Well,
so plans change. You know, sometimes you think you have an understanding and nope. Later on that day, things have gone all topsy-turvy again. And you're like, what the fuck? I thought we were cool.
Sometimes when you have more time to think about it, you're like, wait, I had more to say.
Yo, I ended up in like a legit like marital gridlock once. Because for years I worked a job where I got off work at 7 p.m. And then I changed to a job where I got off work at 8 p.m. Same job, same start time, just an hour later. And this was months into this transition. I'd had been in this new place maybe 4 months. And my significant other, when I didn't come home at the same time I would as a 7 o'clock in time, like, she's like, where have you been? What have you been doing? Like, I've been at work and I went to the gym. Like, I've done this every day for months. What the fuck are you talking about? It's like, no, you're there for 3 hours. Like, no, I was there for an hour and a half. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, are you looking at a clock? Like,
she's like, yeah.
Like, no, you don't get off work at 8. You get off work at 7. And like, she's steadfast that I got off work at 7 o'clock. And finally, I just went to bed. I'm like, look, you're being an absolute crazy person right now. Maybe tomorrow we'll revisit this, but for now,
we can talk about it tomorrow.
Nobody's winning this. This will only end in destruction and mayhem. I'm going to bed.
Yes.
So I made it a point the next night to call her from the work phone right before I left at 8 o'clock.
Oh my God.
Like, look, this is proof that I'm where I say I am.
That seems almost adding fuel. No?
That helped? Okay, that was not my intention, but yeah, it was perceived that way.
Yeah. Or I would take that way. I'd be like, oh, that's funny. Well, I just think when you, that's kind of just shows, like, when you've been with someone a long time, it's like you're almost not aware what they're doing, but you live in the same house. Oh, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, I like this. Let's see, where are we at here? Sometimes she's hot, sometimes I'm cold, sometimes my head wants to explode. But when I think about it, I'm so in love with her. Every other time.
Every other time.
Yes, they're acknowledging that this is a shit relationship. And when it's good, but when it's bad, it is really bad. And they're breakups to makeups and all this stuff. But yeah, he loves it. Like, oftentimes with these bipolar type people, like the making up is so much better because that intensity is there. As angry and as vile as they can get, they are just as affectionate on the other end when it's time to make up.
Yeah.
So some people love that. Like, they will endure that pendulum swinging down just for the backswing.
When I was first married, I had like another couple we were good friends with that were married, and like their relationship was so insane. And that's how they were. Like, it was either really good or really bad. And she would do shit intentionally to like piss him off. But then like their makeup, you know what I mean? She knew, like, it was, she even told me that before. Like, I, like, if, you know, she would bring up like an ex-boyfriend or just what, it would get him like irritated. And then it would be like, then they would have this like crazy makeup sex and whatever. And I'm like, this is so fucked up. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, but they were, you just never knew what was going to happen. You never knew, like, being around them was just, it was kind of a train wreck, to be honest with you. But it was like, I think they both just thrived on it. They loved it. I was just, that's not for me.
And oftentimes with people who've grown up in volatile situations, like, that's all they know.
That's true.
Is just the pandemonium. It's their comfort zone. It's drama. Yeah. I would just rather not.
No. And my parents were like pretty normal. So, I mean, they would fight sometimes, but they were otherwise pretty loving. And, you know, like, my friends would come over and they're like, your parents hold hands, or, you know, so I didn't really know like a chaos type relationship growing up. And then, you know, and so, yeah, I didn't understand a lot of that. I was like, this is fucked up. So, I mean, my parents really did give me a good gift on that. I'm thankful for that.
All right, so now we pivot to sometimes we sit around, just the two of us on the park bench. Sometimes we swim around like the dolphins in the ocean of our hearts.
Oh, my gosh. I'm thinking of like those tattoos that people have.
Like, they're on the boardwalk with their henna tattoos.
It's possible, San Diego.
Possible airbrush t-shirt situation.
That is so funny, yes.
And I like this because it's not, you know, it's very much of that genre. That's something you would expect to hear from early era NSYNC.
But
then they take a hard turn here. But then I think about the time when we broke up before the prom and you told everyone that I was gay.
This threw me.
This was the lyric that first caught my attention.
I could see that.
Way back when. I'm like, what the fuck happened there?
Did that happen to you?
No. I was fortunate enough not to have that rumor spread.
I'm not saying you seem that way. I was just asking. Well, now that people would do that, like, I mean, I don't know. But when we were kids, like, we would always just be like, you're gay. Like, you know, when we were playing and stuff. Like, and so it wasn't always... now it's like, I don't know that kids would joke about that way.
No, I don't think that's a word that's used as loosely as it was when we were young.
No.
But even in that connotation, there's a difference between dumb kids sitting around, oh, that's gay. You know how we used to
do. Yeah.
But then actually saying, hey, Bill over there is gay. Mm-hmm. Tell everyone he likes the dick.
Gray sweatpants.
Shout out to our friends, Jenny and Tim.
Tim's going to be asking for a photo of that soon.
That, you know,
from
what?
You.
I like Tim. I'll make that happen for my man. No shame.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Sometimes I walk around the town for hours just to settle down, but I take you back and you kick me down. Because that's the way, I like it.
Oh, my.
So, like, alrighty, he's... So, at this point, it's right before prom, which is, like, the center of their little teenage universe. Not only did he get dumped, but she told everybody that he likes dudes. And he got so pissed off, he has nothing to do but walk around town and get himself together. So, he comes back, they reconcile, and she fucks with him again. And he acknowledges, like, I can't get enough of this crazy bitch.
There's a song about that.
Shout out to Buck Cherry and...
Yeah.
And viral tweets happening again.
Oh, shit.
You have anything to add to that, Kelly?
No. No, I mean, I don't. I'm sorry.
All right, so we go back into the chorus again. And then just stumble on down here to keep it up, homegirl. Don't you quit. You know, the way you scream is the ultimate. When I walk away, just watch the clock. I bet I don't even get around the block.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I know this is fucked up, but I can't leave.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not good, kids.
Mm-mm.
Do not sacrifice sanity for passion.
No. It's overrated. No.
Damn.
I'm just kidding. No, but it's super unhealthy, you know? But I think this is just true. This whole song was just making me think of high school. I mean, I'm sure there's adults that act like this, but this is not. No.
Well, that really... Damn it, Hugo. Hugo the podcast pup just straight up Turner and Hooch to my computer. I don't know how he did it. He's not a slobbering guy. And he just sat up and whirled his head around and just slobber flew everywhere. What the hell? All
right, he's ready. He's ready to go outside.
That's your weekly Hugo run-in for the show. Jeez.
Get his t-shirts made.
That's right. Shout out to my man at Ms. Mark Jr. for for recommending we get some podcast pup merch. So yeah,
my dogs are in here. They're so good. Laying on their blanket. I'm shocked.
No, Hugo wants to be a superstar.
He's an
attention-seeking little whore. What can I say?
I know Flash and Stormy cannot get in the place of Hugo, so they're just laying over there. They're content.
There's only room for one star in this band,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, I told them. You ain't about that life. You're going to have to sit down.
All right, Kelly, let's see. This week you went first, so I will go first next time. And I am going with 10cc, I'm Not in Love. What is your pick for next time?
We're going to do Alanis Morissette, Everything.
Everything. I don't think I know that one.
You don't?
I don't think
well,
so.
I had a few. I was, you know, narrowing it down. So I bet you know it if you've heard it.
Probably. I've heard way more Alanis than I'm even aware of in the last 15 years. So I certainly believe that.
You're not a fan of her, right?
Oh, she's all right. I'm Alanis neutral.
You're Alanis neutral.
I like some of her stuff.
Can I do something real quick?
Yes, go for it.
Okay. I'm gonna name like five like bands or artists or whatever, and you just tell me yay or nay on you liking them.
Oh, we're doing that game. Okay, great.
Just on the spot. I'm sorry. This just came to me. Do you mind?
Let's do it. We're here for the people.
Okay. Gin Blossoms.
Yay.
Oh. James Taylor.
Ish.
Oh, okay. Oasis?
Hard no. Like, two good songs and a lot of drinking and fighting.
Okay. Sublime?
Hardier.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. And Elton John.
Elton John's a whole other discussion. That's a podcast in itself.
So you don't have an answer.
Well, I like Elton John, but I will never go out of my way to choose Elton John.
I gotcha. Okay.
I don't dislike it, but I will never just pick up the phone and search out Elton John.
I gotcha. I feel that. Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Now that we've got that done, anything you want to plug?
You could just follow me on Twitter, KelGene17, and that's about it.
All right, guys, you can follow me at Songs with Steve on Twitter. Follow the show proper at PTBN_songs. You can email us at PTBNSongsWithFriends@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us, guys. This was a fun show this week. We will try to do better next time.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Place Beat Nation's Justin Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have a ton of great podcasts available to you on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceBeatNation.com, and we now offer them to you on two great feeds. On the Place Beat Nation Wrestling feed, we bring you the Mothership, the Place to Be podcast, Main Event, Survey Says, Wrestling War Zone, a Monday Night Wars podcast retrospective, No Holds Barred, Jeff Learns Wrestling, and our monthly pay-per-view reaction shows. On top of that, we're also dipping into the vault, re-releasing the entire catalog of Where the Big Boys Play for your enjoyment. In addition to these full-length shows, we also deliver special network pod blasts on topics old and new.
The Place to Be Nation pop feed is loaded with great content, offering such tremendous shows covering the land of pop culture, such as Geek and Sassy, Talkin' Pop, the Glenn Butler Podcast Hour Spectacular, Sunday Groove, PTBN Play, Freak Out Drive-In, Songs with Friends, Looking Forward, Looking Back, and Lucha Undead, as well as a veritable podcast heaven for comics fans with the Hard Traveling Fanboys, Sellers Points, Conversation Comics, DC Post Crisis Management, Marvel Age, and Marvel Age Masterclass, plus weekly pod blasts that cover the gamut of comic topics. The feed is also filled with insightful sports content, including the NBA team, This Week in the NFL, and more.
You can find all these current shows plus archives of our past podcasts, including The Kevin Kelly Show, as well by subscribing to both feeds on iTunes. And while there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All these shows plus others available at PlaceBeatNation.com. We cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, in-depth stretch projects, and more. Be sure to support our site by using PlaceBeatNation.com/Amazon while doing your online shopping. And download our free PTB Vintage Vault Refresh ebooks via the links on our site. We also want to thank our friends at Boneheads Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaceStation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.